and ask you, have you ever wondered why male nipples are okay for the universe of Facebook and women's aren't? Well, our next speaker, the fantastic Gillian York, does. And she does so very actively by conducting research and probing the policies of this social network that we spend way too much time on, time and again. And that is going to be the topic of her talk that she's going to give for us now. I'm sure most of you know and love her. Gillian is a writer and activist that's focused on technology and policy issues, and specifically also on free speech issues. She works as director of International Freedom of Expression for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and is fabulously based in Berlin now doing this. And in connection to her research and her writing on censorship issues and freedom of speech issues, Gillian has been doing quite a bit of testing recently also, and she's going to share that with us and share the example now of Bea Arthur's tits and 149-year-old vagina. I hope you very much enjoy the next talk. Applause, please.
Well, that was quite the introduction. So you might have seen this before. The format might look familiar. This is from The New Yorker. Anyone read The New Yorker? Okay, so they posted this cartoon a couple years ago. I'm not sure if everyone can read it from there, but it says, it's got a nude couple, as you can see, and it says, well, it was original, and I'm sure you get the joke, the original sin. And so they posted this to Facebook from their official New Yorker profile, and within 24 hours, they had gotten the cartoon taken down, and they were banned from posting additional content. So their profile remained up, but they could not do anything with it. They were basically punished by Facebook for sharing this lovely cartoon that was a perfectly appropriate for a magazine sold in any store. Slower, please. Got it. So, the cartoonist redrew the cartoon with clothes on, as you can see, sort of rendering the entire joke meaningless. Now, this wasn't actually posted to Facebook. This was just for the purpose of making a parody and making fun of Facebook's policies. But as you can see, in this case, having clothes on the couple makes the joke ridiculous. And so they did some thinking. The New Yorker did some thinking about what it might have been that had actually put them up against Facebook's policies in the first place. And what they found was this. Can you tell what this is? What is it? Yes, nipples. can you tell which nipples are the male nipples and which nipples are the female nipples? It's obvious, exactly. Totally obvious from this beautiful, beautiful rendering of the artistic, beautiful nipples, which are male and which are female. But no, in all seriousness, this right here is what got the New Yorker kicked off of Facebook for 24 hours. Now, I think that that's somewhat unfair, maybe somewhat being an understatement. But this is from a leaked document from 2012. Gawker leaked this. And the document was used to train people in Facebook's outsourced content moderation offices. This one was allegedly in Morocco. And this was the training document that said naked private parts, including female nipple bulges and naked butt cracks, but male nipples are okay. Well, thank God for that. So a lot of people have run up against this policy over the years. Now, I'm going to be talking mostly about art today, but it's not always about art. You've had women breastfeeding who want to just share their beautiful family photos with their friends and other family. You've had women who've had mastectomies who want to show off their scars and stand there proudly and fight against breast cancer. And you've also just had regular people who want to be naked. But Facebook doesn't want that. So this is what they say. This is what they have to say about their policy. We restrict the display of nudity because some audiences within our global community may be sensitive to this type of content, particularly because of their cultural background or age. Now, I'm going to take the age question aside for a minute because I think that there are a lot of ways of getting around the child safety issue. You can do what YouTube does and put up interstitials that people have to click through saying that they're 18 years old. I think that those are perfectly fair. So putting that aside, cultural background. Now, what do they mean here? Well, I think it's pretty obvious. They mean that some people can't handle nudity. And that's okay. I'm not judging people for that. But what it comes down to is this. I spent several years researching internet censorship at the government level all over the world. And I can tell you, without without a hint of doubt that there's only a handful, a small handful of countries that would go as far as Facebook does in censoring the human body. Facebook is actually censoring beyond what most governments would do. And so what that means then is that when they're thinking about this policy, they're essentially tailoring it to please Saudi Arabia. Might be an overstatement, but I don't think so. So, what can you post on Facebook? Well, this is a famous, familiar subject, I'm sure. A sculpture sits in Florence. This is okay. Now, this is a 149-year-old vagina, as Geraldine pointed out. This is Gustave Courbet's L'Origine du Monde. And Facebook is currently being sued in France because they keep taking this down. And there was an art teacher who got upset about it. So he decided to sue the platform. I meant to write his name down on my hand and I forgot. But kudos to that guy. There are lots of great articles out there about this. But I've tried posting this a few times and every time, Facebook won't allow it. Now, I find that a bit funny because they do say that they remove photographs of people displaying genitals or focusing in on fully exposed. I mean, this is hilarious. You should just read through it. I'll leave it up long enough for you to do so. But the important part of it is at the end, in bold, we also allow photographs of paintings, sculptures, and other art that depicts nude figures. Okay, we allow that. And yet, not this. Maybe a little too graphic for Facebook. I don't know. So leaving that up for just a moment. So basically, they're meant to allow art. They're meant to allow anything that could be considered art, which is a funny line to draw anyway, but okay, let's just go with that for a minute. They're meant to allow art. Well, this is a photograph from the early turn of last century, I believe, by Anders Zorn, Swedish photographer. Not allowed on Facebook. This was posted to Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Her name is Rupi Kaur, and she posted a series of photographs around menstruation just to show normal everyday life. And those were banned from Instagram, as was her account. That's just a cat, and that was fine. It is naked, though. I just wanted to... No? Okay. Kim Kardashian's ass, totally fine, because she's a celebrity. And celebrities get special treatment on social networks, as we know from that little verified symbol that a lot of them get. I don't want to bring this into a different subject entirely, but you might remember last fall when there was a lot of hullabaloo around taking down certain terrorist videos from ISIS or Daesh. News organizations on Twitter were allowed to keep them up, but regular people had theirs taken down. So there is a line being drawn between who is a journalist and who is not, and I think the same thing is happening in this case. She's okay because everybody's seen her butt anyway. This is two models. Now, this one does have a little bit of female nipple there, so I can see why it might have been, you know, just too hot for Facebook, but also not allowed. This is my friend Adi Vaganek's project. You might remember her. We gave a talk together at Republica if you were there. She did this amazing project called Webcam Venus, where they got webcam workers, women and men who pose on webcams or who work, well, whatever it is. And she got a bunch of these people to pose as famous works of art and got their permission and then, you know, put this all up online with FatLab. And Google Plus took it down. So Google falls in line with Facebook pretty clearly on this one. I think that one's really cool, though. And then my favorite, Bea Arthur. Now, I don't know if this was popular in Germany, but who's seen The Golden Girls? About four old ladies who just seem to have a lot of sex, yeah? Cool. Well, this is Dorothy, if you remember her character. Bea Arthur, she's a wonderful actress. She passed away a few years ago. May she rest in peace. And in 1991, John Curran, an artist, painted this beautiful photo of her. I'm guessing she didn't pose for it, but I'm sure that she knew about it or had given permission. And I thought, okay, this is clearly art. So what I did was I posted it to Facebook, and I don't think you can read this, but I explicitly asked my friends to report it. Now, six of them self-reported to me and said, yes, we reported this for nudity, and I'm sure that several others did too because, you know, that happens. And within about 30 minutes, the photo was taken down and I was locked out of my own account. So, in order to get back into your account, I can tell you what this looks like if you've never been through the process, I had to go through literally what they called a checkpoint. I had to go through a checkpoint, which just is ridiculous when you think about it. And I had to go through this, and it made me check all of my recent photos to make sure that none of them had nudity in them either. So it wanted me to police my own account because my friends had been asked to police me. Just think about how fucked up that is for a minute. But anyway, I was able to access my account again, but this post was gone. Luckily, I had a screenshot. Now, about the one other thing that happened here was that Facebook allowed me to give feedback. You can see these little smiley faces over here. How did we handle your situation? Well, I gave them a big and I wrote them a note, and I quoted them their own policy. I said, look, you said that art was okay, and this is very clearly art. Now, I don't know if anyone read this, but when I did it about 30 minutes later, and friends again reported it, this time Facebook said that it was okay, and they let me keep it up. I'm sure that that won't be consistent across the board, but at least sometimes you can make your own argument to the company about this. So what I really want to say, though, is why does this matter? Well, I wrote a piece a couple months ago for The Guardian, and this is my own quote, which is why you don't see anyone else, but I think whereas a fig leaf, it historically, merely covered up a portion of a nude artwork, modern digital censorship removes all traces when the art is, in effect, disappeared. And so whilst governments are filtering and censoring on one level, and we've got all of this historical censorship of covering up, and you see that on television as well, I think that what these social networks are doing is disappearing art, they're disappearing family photos, they're disappearing your content, never to be seen again. And we're not talking about this because we say, oh, it's private companies, it doesn't matter. But I think that it does. And so what's the solution? Well, I think there's a couple different things that we have to do. On the first hand, I know a lot of people would say, well, if you don't like it, just leave. And that might be true, but we're never going to get all of the people who are on Facebook to walk away from it. That's where their network is, and many times it might feel where it's where their home is. And so in that case, I think that it is important that we continue to fight back against these policies and advocate for change. But on the other side, I think that we need decentralized open networks that we can all take part in. I think that we need to have networks that are not owned and created by a bunch of people in Silicon Valley who have certain politics and certain ideas about how the world should look like. So that's what I've got to say, and thank you very much.
So good.